Sheboygan's Country, B93. We have James Hunt in the studio. James, welcome.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure people recognize the name from Speed TV. How'd you get involved with racing?
Good question. Yeah, the start actually came when I was younger. I started racing mountain bikes, and then I transitioned at 16 when I got my license. I'm like, this is way more fun, and I don't have to pedal, man. So I'm going for that. And I started doing some driver training with a good family friend of ours. And then at 20, I had my first club race. And then I went on the TV show called Setup, which aired on Speed TV, which was aimed at finding the next up and coming race car driver. And finished second overall on that, and that's when the whole professional career took off from there, and SpeedTV.com chose me as their driver for a year in the life feature.
Very cool. Now, you said club racing. For someone like me who doesn't know much about racing at all, what's the difference between a club race and then all of a sudden you're professionally racing?
Good question. Club racing is through organizations like the SCCA or NASA, and that's just doing it for fun. It's not a business. You're not doing it for pay or trying to make a career out of it. You're just enjoying it, doing it for your love of the sport.
All right, and you're doing that. You're doing your racing with James Hunt Racing, and now you're also part of Road America.
Yep, yeah. Road America is a new partner of mine and one that I'm very proud of. I am their official ambassador, off-site personality, and I guess that makes me their face, which is a scary thought because I've got a face for radio, man. So it's a wonderful partnership, though, and it involves me coming out and doing a couple trips a year and going out and speaking to local high schools and grade schools about motorsports, about opportunities and career options in motorsports, as well as trying to get people excited about sports car racing. We live in NASCAR Nation, man. No one knows that sports car racing exists, and I really want to put a face and an end to it and try and teach the younger generation a little bit about safety on and off the racetrack once they get their licenses.
So you're racing cars, you're doing stuff for Road America as an ambassador, and you also have a full-time job as well.
Yep, I am.
So how do you manage all this stuff? You work for BMW, did you say?
Yep, I work for BMW of North America, and I work on the electric Mini Cooper project, actually, which is really exciting. It's first of its kind. It's 100% electric car, not a hybrid. Run off lithium-ion batteries. So it's a really exciting project, but between that, my racing, and my speed responsibilities, I really don't sleep.
Get a whopping 30 minutes a night?
Yeah. Get a little catnap here and there, and bam, I'm back on it.
This weekend, Road America, they got some pretty cool stuff here. That's part of the reason why you're in town this weekend for Road America. What's going on down there?
This weekend's really exciting, actually. We have a vintage event as well as a family tailgate party. And the family tailgate party is really just geared at community building. Road America is giving something back. We're hosting from 10 to 3 p.m. this Saturday. Free admission. We've got all kinds of stuff for kids. Camel rides, arts and crafts, painting. The local children's hospital's coming out, and I'm doing a helmet fitting with kids there for about 2 hours. So it's a really cool event, and it's a great way to give back. And there's a cool car show and bike show.
And I'm sure you said you were doing fittings with kids. I'm sure kids just eat this stuff up, don't they?
Yeah, man, they do. Yesterday I was doing a presentation to a third grade class and a first grade class, and I can honestly say I've never been hugged more, and I've never been asked the same question in 30 million different ways before in my life.
Hey, which way? Like how do they elaborate one question that way? Whatever.
There are a bunch of little pyrotechnics, man. It started with, what do you do when your car's on fire? And I would say, well, I try and get out as fast as I can. And that moved to, what do you do if your window's on fire that you climb out of? Well, I climb out the other window. What do you do if all your windows are on fire and the entire car's on fire and you're on fire? I hope to God that the corner worker gets to me with a fire extinguisher.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, you got to love little kids.
Any future races yourself coming this in your future?
Yep, coming up, I'm going to be running at Road America August 14th through the 16th in the Mazda MX-5 Cup, which is a spec racing series that is all Mazda MX-5s, which is basically a Mazda Miata.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to that. It's part of the American Le Mans Series weekend. I'm also going to be running some in Grand Am later in the season with a friend of mine that I competed on the show on Speed with in a Porsche Boxster. So there's some good stuff coming down the pipeline.
Well, excellent. What's your website? Who can follow you through your web?
Absolutely. Website is www.jameshuntracing.com, all one word. And you can also check out some of my content that I'm writing for Speed at www.speedtv.com.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, man. We'll see you soon again.
Absolutely.